You know I'll always be your slave until I'm buried in my grave, is a line from a popular Sam Cooke tune. Some people are slaves by choice, and others have it placed upon them. The case with humanity is that slavery was placed upon all the descendants of the first humans, Adam and Eve. The chains of that slavery was and always has been and will be sin. Sin is not something people want to talk about. Many like to pretend it doesn't exist. Because of sin, all mankind finds itself behind the gates of hell, condemned to everlasting separation from God and torment. Yet Jesus Christ has managed to pay the debt for all of humanity and open the gates of hell. So now anyone who wants to be a slave to righteousness can escape and leave hell for an eternal place in heaven. Christians are slaves and servants too, but our servitude is by choice to a Father who made and designed us for eternity. The reason more people don't take Jesus up on his offer to free them is because, like Sam Cooke, they have become accustomed to the slavery and imprisonment of sin and have resigned themselves to stay that way until they die. One of the sad truths is that most people who think like that are blind to the fact that they are broken-hearted, bruised slaves and prisoners. Jesus came to embrace humanity, but no one wants freedom who doesn't know they are enslaved and imprisoned to start with. This is one of the great tasks of our Lord. To desire freedom, one must realize one is in chains and bound. It is the great task of all who have been emancipated or are in the process of being emancipated to help others realize their birthright. We must try to get them to see that they are not paupers, but the offspring and heir of a God with eternal riches that make all this world's glory and wealth appear as play money. Jesus is the great emancipator. He has brought the light or knowledge of who we are and the means to leave the slave plantation and prison of sin, the domain of the evil one, and set us free to enjoy the eternal blessings of God our Father. Why would anyone in their right mind choose to remain in prison, eating prison food, wearing prison clothes, living in prison housing, never being able to accumulate any wealth, or go anywhere outside the prison walls? Maybe it's because prison and slavery is all they know, and they cannot see or believe that there is anything besides it. Or if it is, to them, it can't be better than the prison and plantation of sin they are in now. It is the calling of all those who were blind and now see to help those who still are as we once were, to see and receive the light of God's grace as we have. Look for our Sunday school preview that comes out on Thursday of this week on our Facebook page and mobile app. You can also enjoy the Sunday school daily Bible readings anytime and anywhere at our website. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.